We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There's so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we've carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneur making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is much that we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt here and welcome to Proof to Product. Today I wanted to chat with you about how to time your new product releases. So creating new products and tinkering with new designs is why many of you went into business. It's the draw of the creative process. I'm sure you're listening and you're thinking, I love to brainstorm and create, and then I want to create some more, right? And that creating process is what keeps your business exciting and alive for you, and it keeps your bank account full. So releasing new products is your ticket to growing your business. It sets you apart from the competition, and it shows retailers that you're serious. On the wholesale side, it shows retailers that you're serious about your business and your product line. But what I want to talk to you about today is it's important to realize that timing is a major factor with new releases, particularly when you're selling wholesale. And this is something that we talk about a lot at Paper Camp. We talk about scheduling and timing, and we give you our release schedule that we recommend. But today on the podcast, I wanted to talk to you about three important things: timing, frequency, and reorders. So the first thing is timing. It is important to recognize that the wholesale buying cycle is very different than the retail buying schedules. So retailers are buying, you know, product months in advance of the season. So the wholesale side of things is much more early than the retail side. So here's an example. Holiday cards in the greeting card world should be ready by May. Love and Valentine's Day cards should be ready by October. And then calendars and planners, those need to be ready even a whole year in advance sometimes for the wholesale market. But those schedules are very different than the retail side, right? People are looking for holiday cards in the fall. They're looking for Valentine's in January or February, you know, right when the occasion is there. So on the wholesale side, if you are late to market, you will miss out on sales. So I want you to know what your production timelines are and work backwards from your intended release date to make sure that your products are ready for the retailers, for the wholesale market during their buying schedule. And really knowing and abiding to these buying cycles will ensure that you're able to maximize your sales and that you're not leaving money on the table. I don't want that for you. So the second thing I want to talk about with regards to new releases is frequency. In an ideal world, I would love to see you releasing new products 2 to 3 times a year. Most companies that are new to wholesale are really producing products once a year. Well, I see two things. I see some companies releasing once a year. It's a huge release. It's usually around showtime. Or on the other side, the opposite extreme, I see them releasing throughout the year on a continuous basis, but not, it's more of like a trickle effect than it is a launch. And so I would like you to get on a schedule where you're releasing 2 to 3 times a year. And that will reduce your stress. It will make things more systematic. You can create processes around your releases and your marketing tied to each release. But I do want you to make it a priority to, if you're only releasing once a year, I'd like you to release more. And if you're doing that trickle effect, I want you to consolidate things into 2 to 3 releases a year. I promise that it will be worth it. It'll make your life much easier, and it'll make it easier for the buyers to see what you have and place their orders. So the third thing I want to talk about with regards to new releases are reorders. Buyers want to see that you're serious about developing your product line. Paying attention to buying cycles and releasing new products are two positive ways to get their attention. Now, Samantha Finnegan, she's from Gus and Ruby. She's one of our retailers that has been on our, spoken on our Paper Camp e-course in the past. She says, we love longstanding partnerships and are committed to developing strong relationships with our vendors, but we do expect commitment from them to continue to develop their product line and keep us interested. I have worked with tons of retailers, you guys, both in my product-based business and then from an educational standpoint. And I have heard repeatedly that they like to place reorders with manufacturers that are regularly releasing new products. So the moral of the story here with this whole mini episode is know your buying cycles, build out your production schedule, and work your way up to 2 or 3 releases per year. I hope this was helpful to you. If you need additional support, I invite you to download our How to Build a Successful and Profitable Product Line guide. It's a free workbook, or you can join us in our free Facebook group called Friends of Proof to Product. We'll include both links in our show notes. You can access those quickly and easily, but have a great day, and thanks so much for joining me for this mini episode. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.